Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. You know, it's such a privilege to be with you today. I want you to pass these podcasts on. This is the fifth day of this teaching on faith and grace. And we talked the first day in regards to not losing sleep, not worrying, allowing to trust the Lord in situations. We talked the next day about feeding on the Word of God. And we talked the next day about having the mind of Christ and speaking to our mind and speaking positive to our mind. And then yesterday we talked about allowing the Holy Spirit to help us and in that walk with grace. And I want to talk to you today about not having an earthly conscience. You know, so many times we allow ourselves to think like the world thinks, but that's not God's plan for us. God's plan for us is to operate through faith. And when I operate through faith, I walk into a different dimension. You know, in Luke 13:11, it says this, "And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and in could no way raise herself up." Can you imagine being bent over for 18 years? All you would see is the dust of the ground or the earth. That was the predicate for the woman in Luke 13. Dust or dirt was all her eyes ever fell on all the time. Everywhere she went, she became a dust conscious. She became a earth conscious. She became flesh conscious. Thank God she finally saw the beautiful feet of Jesus who brought her good news and raised her up. Now I want you to think about this. Here's a woman, 18 years, walking bent down. She never could look and see heaven. She only could look and see the dust conscious. She could only look and see earth. Now, as you know, according to Scripture, dust is the devil's food. The Bible tells us that God cursed the devil to eat dust all the days of his life in Genesis 3:14. Dust represents death, Genesis 3:19. The devil wants you to be like him, to fall flat on your belly, crawl, and eat dust. To eat dust is to feed on your shortcomings and your lack, until you constantly feel that there is so much in your life that you need to clean up. You may not be physically bowed over, but like the woman, you've become sin conscious and dust conscious, and every day is a struggle. Now I want you to think about that a minute. Is every day a struggle for you? Is every day a day of hardship for you? And if it is, I want you to understand, having a dust consciousness also affects the way you see other people. You look at people's faults all the time. You point out their shortcomings and you rack up their past failures. When you are dust conscious, you find your relationships robbed of peace and joy, and you find yourself being bombarded with evil all the time. And every time you look at somebody, the first thing you realize is their shortcomings and their failures. You know, you say, "Well, Pastor, I'm not dust conscious." Well, do you see everybody's failures? Do you see everybody's faults all the time? Do you point out their shortcomings all the time? Are you looking for shortcomings all the time? You know, so many times for years, I was dust conscious. I was always looking around for what was wrong with everybody, and looking around for my sins also, my consciousness. But you got to understand something. When you're dust conscious, you find your relationships robbed of peace, and they're robbed of joy, and you don't have a goodness. And if you, like the woman, keep looking at the dust, before long, the inward position of dust conscious becomes so entrenched that you become devil's food, because dust is what he eats. God's word describes him being like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8. But you know, he can't devour everybody, but Lord knows he's devoured us a lot, hasn't he? If you don't want to be devoured by him, then lift up your eyes above the dust. Instead of looking at your failures, look to Christ who delivered you from every disease and every defeat. See yourself in the way God sees you, righteous and holy in Christ, according to Colossians 3:12 and 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21 said, "Him who you know sin became sin, that you and I might become the righteousness of God." You are not dust because you are not in and of the flesh. You are in and of the Spirit, according to Romans 8:9. You and I are of the Spirit. We're not of the flesh. The flesh is not who we are. We're spiritual beings. Instead of looking at your failures, look to Christ who has delivered you from every defeat, from every struggle, from every shortcoming. What a beautiful picture that is, my friend. What a beautiful picture to be able to experience the goodness of the Lord. You know, as you're listening to this podcast today, I want you to ask yourself, when you're looking at people all the time, what are you seeing? Are you seeing their failures? Are you seeing their shortcomings? Or are you even looking for their shortcomings and their failures? You know, the Bible says that we need to be looking for the good in everybody. You know, my mom used to tell me all the time, "There's good in everybody, son. You just got to look a little deeper in some people." Well, my friend, the more you realize who you are in Christ, the more you'll be straightened up and walk the way God sees you. How many of you would love to do that? that. A new creation with His authority, His power, and His overcoming Spirit. If there's anything we need today, we need men and women of God that's walking in the place of who they are. To have that dust consciousness removed to where I see through the eyes of grace and through the eyes of beauty and see people the way God sees them. See them as kings and priests ruling and reigning on the earth. I want you to understand as we close out this week of podcasts, what a beautiful time it is and what a beautiful situation. Take these 5 days and listen to them over and over and over till they become so embedded in your spirit. First of all, we dealt with the issue that deals with in the beginning with the Word of God. And we dealt with the faith. We dealt with the crisis. We dealt with looking past your mind and not letting your mind be the controller. Not letting your tongue have control. Not letting your mind have control. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Feeding on the Word of God. Changing situations and taking the blinders off. That's the beauty of grace.